Five Democratic senators were in Iraq this week, trying to get their own perspective on the occupation 1 year after the U.S. invaded Iraq. NPR's David Wellner reports that they returned to Washington worried about how the transition to self-rule is unfolding.
The version that these Democrats just back from Iraq gave of what's happening there was decidedly less upbeat than what President Bush and other top administration officials have portrayed over the past week. Rhode Island Senator Jack Reed is a West Point graduate and former paratrooper who serves on the Armed Services Committee. Reed found in Iraq that the U.S. plan to hand over power to Iraqis by late June is being driven by desperation.
For the United States today in Iraq, the stigma of occupation has become almost unbearable. And as a result, there's a rush to transfer sovereignty by July 1st. Even though there's no political structure in place of this interim government, and what is happening is ad hoc and improvisational at the moment.
West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller, who's the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, said the U.S. forces that stay on in Iraq after a transfer of power will need permission to quell disturbances from Iraqi authorities who are seen as legitimate. But Rockefeller said not even the top American official in Iraq could tell the delegation what form of government might hold power there until elections slated for early next year.
The answer, when we asked Jerry Bremer yesterday, Ambassador Bremer, what do you envision the interim government is going to be? He said, I don't know yet.
The key to any political solution in Iraq, the senator said, is to have it administered by an authority whose motives are above suspicion. Michigan's Carl Levin, who's ranking member on the Armed Services Committee, said the U.S. has compelling reasons to persuade the United Nations to handle Iraq's political transition.
If we restore sovereignty to some entity in Iraq without the support of the international community, this will be characterized as American occupation continuing with a new face. Violence and civil disorder will continue, and if anything, become worse.
The Democratic senators all agreed that another source of instability is the slow pace of what's known as de-Baathification, the vetting of professionals such as teachers and engineers who were required to belong to the Baath Party and who are now unable to hold jobs. The lawmakers called it absurd that the man in charge of de-Baathification is Ahmed Shalabi, a Shiite and former Iraqi exile close to the Pentagon who's a member of Iraq's governing council. They said polls showed Shalabi has no support whatsoever among Iraqis. Mounting ethnic tensions are the main reason why Intelligence Committee Vice Chair Rockefeller says more than 100,000 foreign troops will likely have to remain in Iraq.
They're going to need us. The military is going to have to be there. And they didn't speak in terms of just, you know, a number of months. They talked in terms of years, our military. And I think they're exactly right.
While Iraq will be a hot campaign issue this year, these senior Democrats said they're mindful that the need to find solutions for Iraq will continue next year, whoever's in power in Washington. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.